You can drink coffee, you can put a sugar and cream in it, and or you can drink it.
I drink mine, I call it barefooty.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. I wanna know that. That's another expression I never heard until I came up to East Tennessee, and everybody uses that expression.
Yeah. That'd be what I want my coffee, I take it barefooty.
That's good. Now, or you might say, I'm drinking it with cream or milk. I'm drinking it with
sugar.
If you're not going to use meat, I'm drinking it without.
Well, plain, they call it plain. I just take mine plain.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, they call it saucer in your coffee. Old timers, they'd pour it, no matter where they went, or they'd put the cold saucer in their coffee. They'd pour it out of the teacup into the saucer,
mm-hmm.
and then cool it and then drink it out of the saucer.
Well, that made it easier, man.
Hey.
But you might say with or without, I was getting at.
Yeah, with or without.
And then if you hadn't seen someone for a long time, you might go home and tell your wife, guess who I ran?
My neighbor or my friend?
Well, I wonder if you ran into or ran across. Which of those sounds more?
Well, Jonathan ran into, I guess.
And if you gave a child the same name as let's say as your brother, you say we named the child.
Well, what would you call that?
Well, you say, there are a couple of things you could say. You could say we named him after him, or we named
after
him
after his uncle, or after his cousin.
Sure. Now, these animals out here, right outside the door here, are
dogs.
And how would you call a dog? What would you tell one of your dogs if you wanted him to attack another dog?
Seeking.
Okay. That's fine. And a dog of mixed breed, you call that kind of a dog a...
Well, he'd be a half shepherd or half bulldog or half cur dog or...
But he's just all kinds of breeds and there was no way of telling what he was.
Just call him a mixed up dog.
Okay. And you say a boy was by a dog, he was...
Bitten by a dog.
Yeah. Now, there's another expression that's very common in this part of Tennessee, and that's the expression dog bit. He was dog bit. I wonder if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, that, we had a, my brother had a dog one time, went mad, and bit a boy. I was at the county seat down there, and the sheriff told me, he said, go up there and corral them dogs. I said, you give me authority to. I said, make the sheriff out of me.
There are quite a few of them?
And I come up here, I told him, I want authority. I ain't going up there and tell people what to do with the dogs out of got authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right about it.
But I wondered, did you get them?
Well, they had quarantine time where put them up,
you know. See if they had rabies, I guess.
Yeah. Make sure the boy had to take treatment.
They were rabbits.
Yeah, they sure were. They might don't be.
I wouldn't want to get near one of those. What I was wondering about was the expression, like, would you say the boy was dog bit?
Bitten by a mad dog.
Yeah, you wouldn't say he was dog bit.
Well, I guess that'd be the common word for dog bit. Dog bit by a mad dog.
Okay. And now the animal that I saw some one right out here. It's the milk.
Milk cow.
Yeah. What do you call the male?
Bull.
Now, when you were young, especially, did they ever use another word in the presence of women? They didn't want to say bull in the presence of women.
Male.
Okay. And then a